Welcome back to another episode of Ringside with Jim. Back once again with our boy Burbs.
Yo.
This time we are here to watch a six-man tag action between Jake Roberts, Funny Bone, and the ghost of Macho Man, taking on Gadolf Hitler and the Rainbow Reich. So, this should be some shit.
Are you telling me?
So, as always on Ringside with Jim, we suggest you watch along with us. The link is in the description. And get yourself to 0 seconds, and we'll do a countdown. We'll all watch together. In 3, 2, 1, play. All right, here we go. There he is. There's Gadolf Hitler and the Rainbow Reich.
He's got like dildo shoulder pads. Like, yeah. Just what the
Legion of Doom shoulder pads, but dildos. Fucking awesome. Yeah, it's so
wow.
It's so good. This is extremely strange wrestling, I guess.
This is,
is what the company is called, and they do show. I think their shows would look fun as shit. There's also Donald Trump there in the ring, so.
It's not really him, is it?
No.
No, I was gonna say I didn't quite get to see him then, so I was like, don't tell me it's him.
Oh, you never know, right? That's the fact that you weren't sure, you know, that really says something. Not to get into politics.
But... He gets into everything. Like, I don't understand. Mate, these are having a disco. I don't understand that we're having a match. They don't even give a fuck about opponents. They're getting it off.
Yeah, they are after the entrance.
Streamers, masks, dildo shoulder pads, strokes to the ass.
Imagine all the gay spots that are going to be coming up in this match.
There's been about 5 already.
I just love the idea of Gadolf Hitler, you know, just like a super gay version of him.
So, are the other team gay? I don't understand. Like, is everyone in the company like?
No.
So it's just this team. Just Gadolf. Maybe he looks like him as well.
Yeah, just
holy
Gadolf
shit.
And the Rainbow Reich. I'm not sure if that's him or if that. Here's the ghost of Macho Man.
Have you seen what that Gadolf's got instead of a swastika? It's fantastic.
Yeah, to me, Gadolf looks like fucking Aiden, or not Aiden English, the guy who got fired. Fuck was his name? Simon Grimm.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
He goes by Simon.
Gotch.
Yeah, that's what he looks like, man. Yeah, the ghost of Macho Man.
Holy fuck.
In the house. Oh, there goes your hat, buddy. He's got the mannerisms down.
He has. He's doing it pretty well. He looks like him, actually.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Fuck.
He's got the finger point down. Fucking awesome. There you go.
If you told your mate you just seen Macho Man live and you took a picture, honestly, it'd be hard to prove you're wrong. Seriously. If it was a distant shot.
Have you ever seen Black Machismo?
No.
That was
a
shit that Jay Lethal did back in Impact, like years ago. He was basically just a black Randy Savage. It's called Black Machismo. You cut promos like Macho Man and everything. All right, here we go.
Right, we're looking backstage. What's coming out?
Funny Bone.
That's an extravagant coat he's got on.
Look at that clown in the background. He's like fucking Gacy clown back there.
All right, this guy's pretty sick doing a Triple H entrance there, like, but he looks actually badass. That skull mask and shit. Well, wow, it's like his face paint, isn't it? He looks pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, right. Kinda. He also kind of looks like the fucking the bullies. The bullies from Karate Kid on Halloween night. They're all dressed up like skeletons. But yeah, like, so you can see, this is obviously in a bar. This would be a fun fucking time.
I was gonna say, yeah, it looks
it's in
right
Vegas
that,
too.
It?
Yeah. So maybe we that should be. Maybe we should schedule the SCL 2019 meetup around one of these events.
Shit, live podcast in a place like that would be sick. An event going on. That'd be nice.
There we go. Quite a bit of entrances here. That dude looks like he can go.
Yeah, he looks ready. He looks like he wants to. And he's ready to kill, man. I'm telling you, look at him. He looks fucked off.
Yeah. If that shit he had covered his whole torso, that would be something.
Never seen a skull with emotions, not going to lie. And he's pointing at someone who's coming out next. Can't have a 2-on-3. Come on.
Yeah, look at that Gacy clown back there.
ICP.
No, more like fucking John Wayne Gacy. And it's the ghost of Jake the Snake Roberts. Oh no, that's actually Jake Roberts. What is he doing?
Someone's ribbing him and they've tied his shoes together. He's untying his shoes. Come on, Jake. Just go shoeless.
They're just come on. Here we go. It's going to be another fucking Jake Roberts shit show.
He looks like he's just come from poolside and gone, fuck it, I'll join.
I love that, like, at some point he stopped wearing, like, tights with a snake on them. He started wearing pajama pants with a snake on them.
Yeah. He does look like he's just woke up as well.
I don't know when this match took place. It was uploaded 2016. Oh, yeah, it was. April 24th, 2016. So about 2 years ago.
I'm guessing he was a surprise guest because they all look pretty chuffed he's there.
He's like, what the fuck, though? How do you tell? Like, okay, Jake, here's what's going to happen. Donald Trump's going to be... He looks like maybe he's the referee.
Oh, please. That would be amazing.
You're going to be teamed up with a guy who plays the ghost of one of your fucking former friends. A skeleton, and you guys are going to be taking on Adolf Hitler and two fucking gay boys.
Look at him sucking off that dildo outside the ring, man. What? He takes that gimmick. I don't even think it's a gimmick, dude. I really don't. I think their original opponents haven't showed up, and they've gone, fuck it. Let's go get the nearest gay guys who will sign up for this.
Yeah, Donald Trump is bringing them to the... I guess Trump's going to ref. What a fucking matchup here.
So, is this the Free Birds rule, or is it the Free Musketeers? I'm not
Three Musketeers. Oh, my.
Oh, Gadolf's going first.
He tries to kiss the ghost of Macho Man.
He's took his swastika off. What's going on? Oh, I'd take that tie off, mate. That's dangerous, mate. You're going to get choked.
Yeah, he might want to get choked.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, look at that lockup. He's getting ready for it.
I wonder if the skeleton guy is going to give him his bone. No, he gives him a chop to the back. That's going to be hard with like a bony elbow. He's going to be extra bony and he's going to hurt a bit more. Skeleton don't want to get... Look at him, he's getting touched up. Skeleton wants none of this.
Vicious chop from Gadolf.
Vicious.
I have no idea if the dude, like, if Gadolf can work or not, you know?
I think the only thing he's working at the minute is that dildo that he's dropped somewhere in the ring that I don't know where it is now, so hopefully you don't skeleton don't fall on it.
I just think, like, oh, look at this.
Oh, we got
guy.
Party Boy from Jackass now with a massive chop to the chest that he welcomed. He wanted it. Look at, he wants more. What is going on?
And the other guy
wants some.
Yeah. The rainbow
skeleton boy's like, yeah, fuck it, why not? Gados like that. You're not taking all the fun.
This is the kind of shit that, you know, you would never watch, probably, unless you're tuned into this podcast, you know?
I can definitely tell you, dude, this is something I wouldn't have watched, yeah.
I first heard about Adolf Hitler, yeah, but probably around this time, about 2 years ago. I just think it's fucking awesome.
I love how he's lost his mustache in all the stress of the match. He must have beat it off him.
Oh, what the fuck?
Does everything have to revolve like a sex pose? Oh, here we go. Party Boy number two with the ponytails is ready to go with Macho Man. Let's have it.
Get the ghost of Macho Man in here.
Question is, who really is the most macho in the ring? Because Macho Man isn't actually him. He's a ghost of Macho Man. He's just a shell of what he used to be.
Dig it. And I don't know. So, like, these other dudes, are they look in shape, you know? Like, are these actually trained wrestlers? I have no idea.
I'm going to go with strippers from down the road. I honestly. Body slam there. Macho Man going with a quick elbow.
Yeah.
Party Boy not happy with that. What are they taking with this? Is he trained? No, but he's got the swastika on his knee pad, if you noticed. Giving Trump a quick word there. What's going on? Gets that tag with...
I'd probably need like a swastika of dicks. You know what I'm saying?
He's got the male symbol. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah. On his ass.
No, on the swastika, it's like part swastika and part that male symbol. Party Boy blowing Macho Man a kiss here. I don't know if he was flattered or what.
I don't know where you get fucking underwear like that, man.
Yeah, and Summers.
Oh, shit.
Macho Man getting twerked on. He wants none of that.
The Rainbow Reich. Yeah, that's probably a reason these guys are wearing masks.
Manly fists to party boy. Trump, wait, Trump getting involved here?
I'm ready for Jake in his fucking pajama pants. How disheveled does he look? You know, he could get something a little better than a fucking sloppy looking like gas station t-shirt and fucking snake pajama pants.
Even a jacket or something. It looks like he's got an unironed t-shirt of himself, by the way. Like, if he's not even wearing his own merch that's ironed.
I'd be surprised if it's not a fucking, like, a wolf t-shirt. I suppose you're not, in America, you go to a gas station, you probably get a shirt with a wolf on it or something, howling at a moon. Oh, that looks like a Jake the Snake shirt.
Probably. No, it is a Jake Snake.
A bootleg one, probably.
Axe handle to the back there, a party boy. He's lost. We got Road Dog punches now. What's going on?
Are those the Macho punches?
He was doing the dance, though.
Oh, yeah. Trump in for the count.
A lame count with a lame kick out.
You notice that there's a circle of somebody's body over in the corner there, like somebody died? Look at it. See that right there? It's like the chalk outline of a body.
What?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Party boy number two. Getting an arm lock on him. Trump looks like he looks blown up, man. I swear, Trump's not used to this reffing.
He's not in very good shape here. Like most Americans. Ooh. You might have to get yourself some of those fucking ruse, man.
They look really comfortable, yeah.
You know, just lounge around on day off. Oh, Gadoff's back. Oh!
He wants some of that. That genuinely, he went crotch first there. Like, he didn't put his hands first. No, that was genuinely crotch first.
A dick attack. Wow.
Head to ass cheeks right there.
He's like trying to put his head up his ass, dude. I think he's trying to shove it up there.
That was a rectal exam, not going to lie.
That makes
Gadoff is out the ring.
That makes the Sting face look pretty pedestrian. Look at that gap between the ramp and the ring. That looks dangerous as fuck.
Oh, dude, you had me worried there talking about that gap. But yeah, luckily, you're talking about the ring. That they fight in.
See that gap right there? If you fucking fell, like one of your legs
Holy
went down
shit.
There.
Yeah, you're breaking your shins.
Good fucking luck.
Great camera work here.
Yeah.
Is this the encore, or are they just not bothered about going around the curtains filming it?
I don't think that they really film their shit, you know, to be put on YouTube. I don't know. I imagine this is just a fan.
I'm guessing they don't film it to be watched again, apparently, because he doesn't want to know what's going on behind the curtain. But they're back in the ring. Action in the ring. Probably not the best choice of words. But Macho Man is getting booted. He's getting pummeled by the gay boys.
Dropping boots on him. Here's Gadoff. Yeah, Gadoff back in the action. What is he doing?
Gadoff wants to go with the... I don't even know. The mission on top pin, I guess, but he wasn't even going for the attack first. What's going on? Party by number two has got him in a lock, and he's trying to drag him up when you had him fine on the floor, but they all want a piece of him at the same time. They're going to come up with some elaborate grip hold or something. A punch to the balls, that looked like.
Macho, macho man.
Pansy slaps to the back. That's got to take some damage. Macho Man not having any of that, though. Macho only. He doesn't have none of that pansy shit. That flipped him big.
Whoa!
Camera work. Camera work is fantastic here.
He probably just gave it to somebody else. Like, fuck, you film it.
I'm going to jack off.
Yeah. Way too turned on right now. Jake's in the corner loving it. He's getting a payday, and he hasn't had to do anything yet. So.
I was going
to
say, he's not been tagged at all. He's probably just going to get the pin. Macho Man on the ropes, under the arm. What's he got? Oh, a double fucking clothesline there. They both dirt themselves. They're both down on the floor. I
imagine
bet he loves that.
Jake will come in. He'll throw a punch or two. He'll fucking DDT Gadoff for the win.
The question is, does Jake get out his snake? Ooh, that is the question.
That is a good question. I mean, he looks like he's having a good time.
I bet he is, yeah.
At least he doesn't take himself too seriously. That or he's just like that desperate that he's like, well...
Skeleton comes in. Did he even get the tag then?
No.
I don't know. He's too fast for everyone.
It's Lucha tag rules.
Oh, Skeleton punches him out the side of the ring. He looked like he had a bone to pick with him. He's grabbing the leg. Is it? Oh, no, he's going for the figure four. Not the figure four. What am I talking about? The fucking sharpshooter. Yeah. Party Boy is like, he's ready to go. He let him take his mate out first.
Oh, fuck, almost suplexed him on top. Nice.
Is that a pin and a submission?
I don't know. It looked like it, yeah.
Party Boy fucked it up, though. Gay Dolph just allowing this to happen. He's getting a good glimpse of that crotch, and he's not even bothered as long as he gets a good look. He's like, nah, wait another minute.
I thought he was going to grab him by the dick there. Yeah, not having any of it. I wanted to see Jake in this action. Ooh, Gadoff with the shot from behind.
Nasty cheap shot there. Skeletor is out of the ring. I don't think there's like a block that side, is there? So I think he just falls straight to the floor there. Partyboy number two looks hurt.
Pulling the ref out. I guess not. It looked like he was trying to distract the ref so they could work Skeletor over out there, but
he's probably telling Trump to like he needs to start counting because like you know he hasn't done this before. Skeletor getting that body slam there by Party Boy. Gadolf going for the pin and he wasn't even tagged in, but fuck it. Rules don't apply here.
Going for the 69 pin.
And he's miraculously gained his moustache back. How in the hell has that happened?
I just noticed that.
How has that happened?
Why wouldn't you just put it on with marker? You know, it'd be done with it.
That's a good point, yeah. That's fucking like a centimeter of fluff.
Yeah. Skeletor just taking everybody out.
He's trying to get some momentum to get up, or at least
he's gonna get
away from him.
The lukewarm tag to Jake. Because like, there's no such thing as a hot tag to Jake.
Oh, he got it.
He is. Throws punches.
Nice fucking punch. Nice punch. Yeah. Oh, right to the face of Gadolf. Go on, dude. He's got some right hooks for these.
Oh. He's just going to come in and fucking beat that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Outnumbered. With pansy slaps. Gadolf with them overhead pansy slaps. You can't deal with them.
I love Gadolf's work here, man. I think it's fucking great. Look at them.
Another question for you, Jim. Does the ghost of Macho Man put the willies up his opponents?
I don't know. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. We've got the dildo shoulder pads in the ring.
Oh, Gadolf looks like he's going to get... Oh, is it a... What's this going to be? Is it an STF onto the dildo fit? This is wrongly applied, mate. Oh, it's the kind of surfboard thing. Oh, shit.
Fuck. Stomp into a pile of dildos, man.
Holy, if I think one fell off. Yeah. Oh, no. Holy shit.
I think it's dangerous in there. I wouldn't want to land on it.
Was it a Macho Man elbow?
Yeah, big elbow. Medium elbow.
Could have been a bigger one, but yeah.
Here it is. DDT.
Here we go.
What the
fuck? Gadolf going to maybe possibly lose his other ball. Oh. Oh, wait. What was that?
Jake's like, come on, kid.
You've done this before. No. Oh, what the fuck?
He saved him. He saved Das Fjord. Wait, what?
I don't understand.
Wait, what was that?
Just let him go.
Fucking, I was going to say, is he going to actually DDT someone today?
There we go. Skeletor, again, I don't think he's on. I was going to say he's pinned in. And Jake gets the pin. Trump looks unaware of what's just happened. He knows he's done something, but
I figured they were going to pin Gadolf, but it looks like they're keeping Gadolf strong.
I guess.
You got to have one of the Rainbow Reich take the pin, keep Gadolf strong. Fucking great. Well, there you have it, man. How much do you think Jake Roberts has paid for that?
I'm not too sure, but Skeletor's still going. He's not happy with that win that they just had. And now they're still going on. I don't think that's much of a punishment, mate, setting them up like that, lying them all on top of each other. I don't think they'll... Okay, I did see that crafty grab of his ass then. I told you, man, this is not a gimmick. Definitely not a gimmick.
That's fucking great. Oh, Jake's in with the snake.
Oh shit!
He still carries a fucking snake around. How crazy is that?
Yeah, Gandalf does not look impressed with that.
That's a big fucking snake. You better get that thing out of there before they try to put it in themselves.
Yes.
Be like that scene from Requiem from a Dream.
The face on Hitler at the minute, like, it looks like it already was in him.
Yeah, he seemed to enjoy it. What the fuck? Well, there you have it, folks.
Man, you show me some crazy shit.
Ghost of Vulture,
I hope you are watching this with us. I hope you do.
Ghost of Jake the Snake Roberts and the Funny Bone defeat Gadolf Hitler and the Rainbow Reich. Something else right there. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Ringside with Jim. Follow me on Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow your boy Burbs at Burberry Beats. Check out all his music on fucking YouTube. Fuck, what? Also, your segment on our show, man. Bitching with Burbs?
Bitching with Burbs, where I'm just like that angry motherfucker about everything. Twitter, hit me up there, but you already plugged the shit out of that, so appreciate that. Get me on Snapchat, Mr.Burbs with a Z. I don't know, whatever. Peace.
Until next time. We'll see ya ringside with Jim.